Chapter 17. Cat, Rat, and Dog. Harry's mind had gone blank with shock. The three of them stood transfixed with horror under the invisibility cloak. The very last rays of the setting sun were casting a bloody light over the long-shadowed grounds. Then, behind them, they heard a wild howling. "Hagrid," Harry muttered. Without thinking about what he was doing, he made to turn back, but both Ron and Hermione seized his arms. "We can't," said Ron, who was paper white. "He'll be in worse trouble if they know we've been to see him." Hermione's breathing was shallow and uneven. "How could they?" she choked. "How could they?" "Come on," said Ron, whose teeth seemed to be chattering. They set off back toward the castle, walking slowly to keep themselves hidden under the cloak. The light was fading fast now. By the time they reached open ground, darkness was settling like a spell around them.
"Scabbers, keep still,"
Ron hissed, clamping his hand over his chest. The rat was wriggling madly. Ron came to a sudden halt, trying to force Scabbers deeper into his pocket.
"What's the matter with you, you stupid rat? Stay still. Ouch! He bit me." "Ron, be quiet,"
Hermione whispered urgently.
"Fudge'll be out here in a minute." "He won't stay put."
Scabbers was plainly terrified. He was writhing with all his might, trying to break free of Ron's grip.
"What's the matter with him?"
But Harry had just seen, slinking toward them, his body low to the ground, wide yellow eyes glinting eerily in the darkness, Crookshanks. Whether he could see them or was following the sound of Scabbers' squeaks, Harry couldn't tell.
"Crookshanks!" Hermione moaned. "No, go away, Crookshanks, go away!"
But the cat was getting nearer.
"Scabbers! No!"
Too late, the rat had slipped between Ron's clutching fingers, hit the ground, and scampered away. In one bound, Crookshanks sprang after him, and before Harry or Hermione could stop him, Ron had thrown the invisibility cloak off himself and pelted away into the darkness.
"Ron!"
Hermione moaned. She and Harry looked at each other, then followed at a sprint. It was impossible to run full out under the cloak. They pulled it off and it streamed behind them like a banner as they hurled after Ron. They could hear his feet thundering along ahead and his shouts at Crookshanks.
"Get away from him! Get away! Scabbers, come here!"
There was a loud thud.
"Gotcha! Get off, you stinking cat!"
Harry and Hermione almost fell over Ron. They skidded to a stop right in front of him. He was sprawled on the ground, but Scabbers was back in his pocket. He had both hands held tight over the quivering lump.
"Ron, come on, back under the cloak,"
Hermione panted.
"Dumbledore, the minister, they'll be coming back out in a minute."